Exercise 5 through 6. Rights that do not rest on special relationships, roles, or situations are important. For example, the rights to life, free speech, and religion are widely accepted, not just as the entitlements of some specific political or legal system, but as fundamental moral rights.
More controversial, but often championed as moral rights, are the rights to medical care, decent housing, education, and work.
Moral rights that are not the result of particular roles, special relationships, or specific circumstances are called human rights. They have some important characteristics. First, human rights are universal. For instance, if the right to life is a human right, as most of us believe it is, then everyone, everywhere, and at all times has that right. By contrast, there is nothing universal about your right that I keep my promise to help you move, or about my right to drive 65 miles per hour on certain roads. Second, and closely related, human rights are equal rights. If the right to free speech is a human right, then everyone has this right equally. No one has a greater right to free speech than anyone else. However, your daughter has a greater right than do the daughters of other people to your emotional and financial support.